Just like one day when he told the prophet Isaiah, said, go in and tell the king that I'm going to take his life, you know, get his house in order. Well, so he went in and told him. And the guy, he said, Lord, I've been a good king. I have served you. I've loved you. I've worshipped you. And Lord, I've did everything the best I could. And I'm just a young man. I'm only 40 years old. Lord, would you please give me a little more time? Now, that is pretty young, isn't it? 40. So the Lord says, okay, I'll hear your prayer and I'll give you 15 more years. But that meant he still only lived to be 55. That ain't very old, is it? No. So there was something there. But anyway, if you have fear of the Lord and you obey him, he said it'll lengthen your life. Well, I don't know about you, but I want a long, healthy life, don't you? You know, I mean, I didn't, like I say, years ago, whenever somebody would say, wow, that guy's 68, 69, 70 years old, 75 years old, I say, good grief, he's ancient. He's over the hill. Good grief. But that's not so old now, is it, Eldon?
No.
Now we're, woo! Eldon's up there in those 60s, late 60s too, right, Eldon? Praise the King. So we love being healthy, don't we, Eldon? We love it. But the fear of the Lord, we're afraid of the King, aren't we, Eldon? We have great fear and reverence for our Lord. Great fear. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life. Now that if you have fear of God and you worship Him and have reverence, I'll have to tell you what you can do. Just recently, talking about Eldon, some of you know this, some of you don't. He was up in the mountains of Idaho on vacation just a few days ago. And there was all of a sudden in the middle of the night, way up in these mountains, three huge forest fires started burning and the area was lit up like broad daylight with flames 100 plus feet high all around. Now then, do you think it's time to pray? Yes, it's time to pray. Eldon and the group of people he was with, they stopped and humbled themselves before God, came before the king, and asked the king to quench those flames, and those fires were turned out. Isn't that awesome? I mean, they watched them burn down to nothing in just a little bit. I'm telling you, when you're obedient and serve God, He hears your prayers. And when He says, ask for anything, that's what He meant. I'll do it for you. But without the fear of the Lord, you, Eldon, and that team of people could have burned to death in those mountains of Idaho just a few days ago. Huge fires, you know. But anyway, fear of the Lord lengthens one's life. But the years of the wicked are cut short. Now then, do you want to be classified as the wicked? No. I mean, not unless you want to die early, right? The years of the wicked are cut short. Somebody said, well, good grief, he lived to 50 anyway. Well, I don't know about you, but 50 is not very long. Is it, Keith?
No.
You just turned it, huh? And you ain't ready to go home to be with Jesus yet either, are you? You kind of enjoy living here, don't you?
Yes.
You have lots of fun. Although you work hard, you still enjoy living, right?
Sure.
Well, all of us do. God put that in us. So if we have fear of the Lord and love Him and serve Him, you might live another 50. You know that?
That's right.
Amen. But you know what the requirements are now, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You got to be obedient and you got to fear Him and love Him because that will increase your years. That's what He said. Fear of the Lord lengthens one's life. But the years of the wicked are cut short. The hopes of the godly result in happiness. Now, do we want to be happy as godly people? I love having a good day and being happy. Don't you? But it says, the hopes of the godly result in happiness, but the expectations of the wicked are all in vain. They ain't going to get what they want. Not at all. They're going, and what does it take to be wicked? You know what it takes is to step out of being godly. Can you be godly one day and wicked the same day?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But see, Dave and I was talking about this just recently too. we think about the wicked as being the murderers down here that's in prison. That's couldn't be us. A Christian couldn't be wicked in God's sight. Yeah. All you got to do is sin. And you... You've learned that well, haven't you, Dave? Yeah. Dave's learned that well. He says, I don't care what anybody does to me. I'm going to love them all because I ain't going to let nobody come to see me and let them go home and me be sick for 6 months after they go home. It ain't going to happen to me no more. He said, I'm going to walk into God, God will love all the time. In other words, you ain't going to be wicked before God, or at least you're going to try your best not to, right? Well, I'm going to try my best not to, too. We want to walk into God kind of love because we know that God's in control, and we know if we please Him, we know we're going to be okay because He promises the hopes of the godly result in happiness. And I love being happy. I love enjoying life. But the expectations of the wicked are all in vain. So it makes no difference if you're a wicked person. Everything you do, I don't care how much money you make. I don't care how much it appears you're going to make. I don't care how big your business gets. You're going to constantly be in a state of turmoil. You know, there's never going to be enough money to run your business. You're always going to be short. You ain't never going to have that happiness thinking, well, if we could just get this, we could make $1 million this year. But then you found out it cost you $1.5 million to do that year. And now you're $500,000 in debt. When you thought you were going to make $1 million. Well, you only had to work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week to get in debt another $500,000. Do you know people like that? Uh-huh. I do. But Thurman, I don't have to go to church. I don't have time to go to church. I ain't got time for this church stuff. I got to make money. I got to feed my wife and my children. And then one day, I didn't go to church and I'm 45 years old. I'm fixing to retire as a millionaire. And then all of a sudden, they called me to come pray for them. He's got a brain tumor. And he ain't going to make it. What happened? Uh-oh. It ain't going to do him no good, is it? $1 million. Somebody else is going to enjoy it, or he's going to spend probably the whole million or $1.5 million on doctors to try to get well, and then he ain't going to leave his wife and kids nothing, and he's still going to die anyway because he didn't put God first in all he did. So who's in control? God is, yeah. As soon as you get a hold of that, and there's only one you got to please, hey, you know, it's real. Makes this whole plan real simple. All you got to please is one. If you make Him happy, He promises you a long, healthy life with no sickness and disease. So if every time, Dave and I is the best in the world at this. And my wife's getting there too. Anytime anything comes upon us, our first question is, God, or did we miss it? What did I do wrong? You know, I mean, Cheryl, since we've been married, she's been out there with me, and she's seen this so many times. If anything goes wrong, or anything, she said, okay, Lord, where did I miss it today? If something happened to me, Lord, did I do something wrong? And He'll usually tell you. Yep, He'll usually tell you. Say, oh, God, that couldn't be. I didn't. Yeah, but He said, yeah, that's it. I told you to do this, and you didn't. And so this is what happened. We fail to see this side of God. I mean, it took me a lifetime to get there, but like Dave keeps telling me now, he said, you know, I was in church a lot all my life, and I never saw these things about sin being related to pain and sickness. But he said, once you showed me a few of them, and I started studying the book myself, he said, they're on every page in the book. And that's just about right, isn't it, Dave? You can't read the book once you get this knowledge and not see it in the Bible. It's everywhere. Just like that right there. Fear of the Lord does what? It lengthens your days, your life. But if you have no fear of the Lord, what's it going to do to you? It's going to shorten your life. Is that true? I mean, God said it. It's in the Word, right? Sure. And if He wrote the book, it's forever settled in heaven. Can't be changed. Right, John? It's done. And he says the hopes of the godly result in happiness, and we love to be happy. So if you want to be happy in what you do, you got to be godly, and to be godly, you got to do what he says. So you got to read the book and study it. And if you don't, then the expectations of the wicked are all in vain. Next verses. The Lord protects the upright, but he destroys the wicked. The Lord, who does this?
The Lord
protects the upright. If you are a son of God, a daughter of God, and you're walking in obedience to his word, what is he going to do for you? He's going to protect you and watch over you. But if you're wicked, or if you get off on a tangent of doing something wrong, let's just say that you're the upright and you're going along and everything's going good today, but yet all of a sudden some little things begin to happen in your life today and you start grumbling and complaining about everything that happens. You just fell from grace. He tells you to do all things without grumbling and complaining, right? Now then, do you want to be sick?
No.
Just keep grumbling and complaining. Then that sign that I saw out here one day, how many of you ever saw these great big billboards up here that's got a statement and it says, sign God? You ever seen any of those?
Yeah.
There's been a few of those around. One day I was out here driving along somewhere and the traffic jams were awful and I was lightly murmuring about it myself. I know none of y'all ever done this about traffic jams. But I looked up and there's a sign. It said, if you think the traffic jams are bad now, just keep grumbling, God. I mean, it was on the billboard. I thought, whoa, did I need that today? Lord, I ain't grumbling and complaining no more. Because did he say in his word in Philippians 2:14, do all things without grumbling and complaining?
Amen.
So, if you think the traffic jams are long, just keep grumbling, God. They'll get worse. That's what he's trying to say. Don't grumble and complain. The Lord protects the upright, but he destroys the wicked. So whenever you step over into that wicked realm, along with the other people that's not serving him, he will destroy the wicked. He will absolutely destroy people that are wicked. The godly will never be disturbed. Does it pay to be godly? Does it pay to love the Lord and do what he says? Yes, he says, if you're godly and walk with me, you will never be disturbed. He'll take care of you. He'll bless you. He'll watch over you. But you got to be godly.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.